Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel as we talk about the downfall in the markets in just a moment.
Your land is a legacy, a challenge from those who tended it before you to build on their foundations. At Corteva Agriscience, we understand what it means to be the stewards of a legacy. We embrace the challenge of building on the foundation of Dow AgroSciences to maintain your trust, to bring new solutions, to help you care for your land. See how we can help build your legacy at rangeandpasture.com.
Delivering dependable for over 30 years. That's Superior Video Livestock Auction, with their next sale coming up on Thursday, March 19th, 8 a.m., Dish Network Satellite 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 16,500 head will be offered, 5,100 yearling steers, 3,000 yearling heifers, and almost 8,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to know details about when a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. It's not just Wall Street that's tumbling right now, or oil prices, or our agricultural futures. Cash cattle prices, both for fat cattle as well as for our yearly and stockers, have also been under a lot of pressure over the last few weeks. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says, yep, we have had some serious damage done to these prices, and it ain't over yet.
Well, certainly we are. I mean, obviously the markets are, you know, trying to figure out just exactly what the real situation is right now. You know, we're seeing tremendous impacts. That's part of what markets do, particularly the futures market. That's one of their jobs to some extent, is to sort of anticipate the worst case scenario.
And Daryl, these losses are really mounting up very, very quickly. What, millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in the last week or so?
Oh yeah, I haven't actually tried to do a calculation, but yeah, there's no doubt about it. We're down about I think $25 a hundredweight on feeder cattle, and about that much on fed cattle as well on the futures market anyway.
And I guess what, no real quick resolution in sight.
And frankly, I've been telling producers for a while now, for the last week or two anyway, that I'm not sure that there's much prospect to outweigh this thing if you're looking at a window of certainly a month or less. I think it's going to take that long before this market has much chance to recover a great deal. Now, we may see some bounces up, which would give you a limited opportunity maybe to cut, you know, to minimize the damage, if you will. But I think this thing is going to take several more weeks, stretching perhaps to a couple of, you know, several months potentially for this thing to work its way through the system.
With it that long of a time frame, that, you know, if you've got cattle about ready, that's an eternity, isn't it?
Well, it is. And, you know, unfortunately, this thing hit in the southern plains when we've got cattle coming off of wheat. In many cases, we don't have a lot of alternatives, so you're kind of stuck. Obviously, feedlot cattle, are ready when they're ready. If we see any significant disruption, well, obviously the market's disrupted now, but we could even see, actual disruptions in the ability to process these cattle if something were to happen to the labor on the packing plant side. It's going to be very severe because there's just really no alternative in the short run.
One of the more frustrating things that I've had a couple of cattle breeders just point out to me, fact that we're still seeing good beef movement, especially when you go to the retail side of things. A lot of supermarkets and chains have moved all the beef they possibly can.
Well, what we've got in the short run, when you get into a situation like this, of course, is on the part of consumers, fear of the unknown is causing them to stock up, you can call it hoarding if you want, but it's people reacting, again, to that uncertainty. So in the very short run, we have cleaned out those grocery stores in many cases, and that's putting tremendous strain on the system. At the same time, what we're not hearing about is the fact that with restaurant closures and reduced traffic at the restaurants, there's basically a real lapse in demand at some levels in the market. And so what we're seeing here is really the reality that beef moves through different market channels and through different supply chains. And what we're doing is really shifting the focus from the food service side of things, which is more than 50% of total food expenditures in this country, over to the retail grocery side, and trying to shove a great, a significantly larger percentage of our purchases through that. And in the very short run, we just simply can't handle that.
Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Of course, the unknown right now, how long restaurants might be locked down. That will hurt beef demand on that side of the equation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's time for the 21st Annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, happening Saturday, March the 21st at 12:30 at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 125 registered Angus bulls, 40 registered Angus females, and 30 commercial Angus spring calving heifers with many calves at their side. Catalogs are available online at pollardfarms.com, or you can call 580-758-1464. The 21st Annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March the 21st in Waucomas, Oklahoma.
Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page at OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Ron Hayes.